sometimes we have two separate parts that we may be working on. They come together and you're like, these absolutely meant two different things. Now they mean one thing. And it absolutely works.
Having your brother as a songwriting partner certainly has its advantages, at least if you ask the Avett brothers. And musically speaking, Seth and Scott have found another kindred spirit in the third member of their band, Bob Crawford, who doesn't write songs but is instrumental in the arrangements. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. The Avett brothers started out as an informal little acoustic jam session, a way for Scott Avett, who was also in a rock band at the time, to experiment with a different type of music. Soon, Scott and Seth began writing together, and the side project began to take main stage. They released a self-titled EP in 2000, and a couple years later, Bob Crawford was added to the lineup. Now, about 10 years later, their latest is I and Love and You. And critics are saying that this one, in part thanks to famed producer Rick Rubin, sounds better than ever. FUV's Alisa Ali caught up with the Avett brothers backstage at a recent show at New York's Terminal 5, and they told her that the title track of the new album is a bit of a love song to Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, in the song initially, was doubled as a literal documentation of a night we played at place called Galapagos. It was just really branded in our memory, and it was a very special night. It was very magical. And that started to build, sort of, for me, a metaphor for this symbol of kind of the top of the world in art and music and the creative community sort of orbiting around this one hit place. And so you look at it, it becomes very untouchable and unreachable, or it becomes the goal as a younger artist looking, where is it all happening? Where do I go for the ultimate art experience, music experience? Where is the gem? And so it becomes that in that poem, which became the song.
Three words that became hard to say. I and love and you. What you were then, I am today. Look at the things I do. Oh, Brooklyn, Brooklyn, take me in. Are you aware the shape I'm in?
There's so many different labels that people are putting on you guys, and some of my favorite labels I will share with you. Grunge Grass is a good one, and Folk Punk I enjoy as well. Have you guys heard any other labels that you're like, what? That's what the kids are calling it these days?
We've heard a bunch of them and promptly forgotten a lot of them as well. One that we have mentioned before that we liked was one that someone called it Depression Dance Music. Each one you could break down and contemplate or make fun of. Like the thing about grunge grass as well, you know, that could have something to do with clothing, and then possibly, like, you know, people see a banjo, they think automatically bluegrass. And like folk punk is kind of odd because punk music is folk music. You know, the idea behind punk music is for the folk, you know, blue collar. I don't know. But really, that's just more for entertainment. It's almost like we make this music, and it is entertainment for other people, and then people label it, and it's entertainment for us.
It's a beautiful cycle.
It is.
When we have paid our debt, who did we borrow from? Who did we borrow from?
Music from the Avett brothers, the song The Perfect Space from their latest album, I and Love and You. Check out more exclusive sessions from the FUV studios online, anytime, at WFUV.org. Today's Take 5 was produced by Alisa Ali.